Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Focus Forward. Today, we're diving deep into something that might sound a little fancy, self-awareness. But trust me, this isn't some esoteric concept reserved for yoga retreats or mindfulness gurus. Self-awareness is the foundation of everything we do, especially when it comes to those executive function skills that keep our lives running smoothly. Think of it like this. You wouldn't build a house without a solid blueprint, right? Self-awareness is your blueprint for success in all areas of life, from crushing your work goals to navigating relationships and even just making it through the day feeling calm and collected. So, buckle up, because we are about to unpack why self-awareness is crucial for mastering those executive functions. First things first, what exactly are we talking about when we say executive function? These are essentially the mental processes that help us plan, organize, focus, remember things, and make decisions. They're the behind-the-scenes heroes keeping your brain running like a well-oiled machine. Now, here's where self-awareness comes in. Without it, you're basically trying to drive a car with your eyes closed. You might stumble through, but chances are, you're going to hit a few bumps along the way. Let me give you 5 key takeaways that will really solidify this connection between self-awareness and executive function. 1. Knowing your strengths and weaknesses. Self-awareness means understanding where you excel and where you struggle. Are you a master planner, or do deadlines send you into a spiral? Recognizing these patterns allows you to leverage your strengths and find strategies to work around your weaknesses. It's like knowing which tools are in your toolbox. You wouldn't try to fix a leaky faucet with a hammer, right? 2. Identifying triggers. Ever felt like your emotions hijack your brain, leaving you feeling overwhelmed and unproductive? That's where self-awareness comes in handy. By recognizing your emotional triggers, situations, people, or even thoughts that set you off, you can develop coping mechanisms to stay calm and focused. Imagine it like having a radar system for your emotional state, giving you the chance to steer clear of those turbulence zones. 3. Understanding your learning style. How do you learn best? Are you a visual learner who thrives on diagrams and videos? Or are you more hands-on, needing to actively engage with the material? Self-awareness helps you identify your preferred learning style, allowing you to tailor your study habits and maximize your learning potential. 4. Setting realistic goals. We all have dreams, but setting achievable goals is key to success. Self-awareness means honestly assessing your time constraints, resources, and energy levels. It's about saying yes to the things that truly matter and letting go of the unnecessary clutter. Think of it like prioritization, focusing on what moves the needle forward. 5. Adapting to change. Life is a constant flow, and being able to adapt to change is crucial for success. Self-awareness allows you to recognize your own resistance to change and develop strategies to navigate those transitions with more grace and resilience. It's like having an internal compass that guides you through the storms of life. Now, let me paint you a picture with a real-world example. Imagine Sarah, a busy college student juggling classes, extracurricular activities, and a part-time job. She often feels overwhelmed, her deadlines loom large, and she struggles to focus during study sessions. Sound familiar? Through self-awareness, Sarah realizes that she's a highly visual learner and thrives when she breaks down tasks into smaller, manageable steps. She starts using flashcards, color-coding her notes, and creating mind maps to visualize information. She also identifies her tendency to procrastinate when feeling stressed, so she implements time management techniques like the Pomodoro method to stay on track. By understanding herself better, Sarah gains control over her executive functions and navigates her busy schedule with increased confidence and clarity. So, what are you waiting for? Start exploring your own self-awareness today. Pay attention to your thoughts, feelings, and reactions. Ask yourself, what are my strengths? What are my weaknesses? What triggers me? What motivates me? By digging deep into these questions, you unlock the key to mastering your executive functions and achieving your goals with greater ease and fulfillment. Remember, self-awareness is not a destination, it's a continuous journey of discovery. Keep exploring, keep growing, and keep pushing forward. And as always, don't forget to share this episode with anyone who could benefit from a dose of self-awareness wisdom. Until next time, stay focused, stay inspired, and keep crushing it.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.